begin the current daf, Masechtas Brachos, daf Tezvav. We begin with the Mishnah, and we continue with the halachas of these first two prakim of Masechtas Brachos regarding the halachas of Kriyat Shema. So the Mishnah begins, HaKriyat Shema v'lo yishmi la'ozne yotz. If someone is reciting Shema, and he doesn't make it audible for his ear, he's still yotzeh. Rabbi Yisrael Melo Yotzeh, Rabbi says, no, you're not yotzeh, you have to hear the words that you're actually pronouncing. A second machloek is in our Mishnah is kara b'loy dikdik b'yis yosef. You're reciting Kriyat Shema and you weren't so meticulous to enunciate the words properly. Rabbi Yisrael me'yatzer, b'yehuda me'loy yatzer. Rabbi Yisrael says you are yotzer, although you didn't say it with the exact pronunciation. Rabbi Yisrael says you're not yotzer. Hakoy l'mafreya, however, everyone agrees that if you read it out of sequence, then lo yotzer, you're not yotzer. In other words, if you read it, let's say, backwards. Let's say you were reciting Kriyat Shema and you made a mistake, you don't know where you are, so then you go back to the place where you made the mistake. Now the Gemara goes to this first machlokes of our Mishnah regarding saying the Kriyat Shema and having to hear the words that you're saying. So the Gemara asks, my time at Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason that he says that you have to hear the words of Kriyat Shema that you're saying? Meshum dechsev Shema, hashmel oznecha masha ato moitz mipichi. He learns that from the word Shema, which is the hero is, or hear klai, so which is you have to hear to your ears the words that you're saying out of your mouth. But Tanakama Savar, however, the Tanakama holds Shema, that's not what we're learning out. That's not that you should hear it. Rather, b'chol loshon shat Shema, in any language that you understand, that you hear, that's the language you could say Shema in, and therefore you're yaitz with that, but not that you actually have to hear it. Reb Yossi Tar Dishma Mna Reb Yossi, however, he holds both, and that is when you're learning that Shema means in any language that you hear, but what do you understand is that you actually have to hear it. B'chaloshan after Shema means that it has to be audible, and therefore he says you learn that both halachas, it can be any language, but that you also have to hear it. So now the Gemara goes into a lengthy discussion and trying to verify who a certain Tana is based on the Machlekes Nan Mishnah. Tanan Hasim, learned in the following Mishnah. Cheresh HaMadabe Ve'enishameh. If we have someone that's a cheresh, that he could speak, but he cannot hear, he's deaf. Lo yitrim, that individual cannot take off truma. That is because since he can't hear the bracha that he's going to make on it, therefore it's not a legitimate bracha, and so therefore he can't take off the truma because he won't be able to make the bracha on the truma. However, v'im tarm trumasi truma, but if he did do truma, he separated from the produce the truma, then it's considered truma. Another Gemara asks, man tana, who is the tana of this Mishnah that cheresh hamadabe ve'inu shemeah, that when you have a cheresh, that is someone that could talk but cannot hear, that diyevet in liketchilalai, that he holds that after the fact it is a good truma, but like liketchilah he should not take off the truma. So the Gemara says, Rav Chis, the Rabbi Yossi, it's the Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah, the tanan, as we learned in our Mishnah, hakarei shema, leishmila azno yotza, the Rabbi Yehuda that we have in our Mishnah, that if someone says Shema and he didn't hear it, the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda holds that you are Yaitzer. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a lo Yaitzer. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not Yaitzer. So therefore, the Gemara says, Ad kan lekom Rabbi Yehuda lo Yaitzer. Rabbi Yehuda didn't, he said in our Mishnah that you're not Yaitzer, elegabi Kriya Shema deraisa. That it has to be audible is halacha we learn only for Kriya Shema, which is a deraisa. Avo Truma, but regarding Truma, Shem Brachahu, U Bracha Drabban, since it's only the reason why you have to hear it by Truma is because of the Bracha, and the Bracha is only Drabban. And but like bebrocha tali milsa, the actual truma is not even dependent on the bracha. It's just an added thing that you have to do when you're taking off the truma. So therefore, he is that tana that says that liketchila not because you have to hear it, but b'diavad you are yaitza because it's only by kriyat shema that he holds you have to hear it because it's deraisa. But here where it's derbanan, Rabbi Yossi is the one that says that you would be yaitza if you're a cheresh and you're not shemeya by a bracha which is only midraban. So now the Gemara asks, umimait Rabbi Yossi. How do you know to say that the Tana of that Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi? And Dilma Rabbi Yehudahi, maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda, and that is, the Gemara is asking, why are you saying that, establishing that he's that Tana? Because obviously you understand that Rabbi Yehuda says that even like a tchila, it's kasher. And that's when he says in our Mishnah that if you say Shema and you don't hear it, that you yaitza. So therefore it would mean even like a tchila, so that therefore he cannot be the Tana of the Mishnah regarding a cherish, regarding truma, because that says like a tchila, he shouldn't. And if even like a tchila by Shema, for sure like a tchila, you could do it by Truma. And therefore, as the Gemara explains, V'amagabe kriya Shema nami di'evin like a tchila loy, maybe it's not true. Maybe the Tana of that Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And this that he says by kriya Shema is not as we thought, but rather he's saying that kriya Shema, when he says yoytze not Mishnah, it means b'di'evin after the fact, but like a tchila not. And therefore, he would be saying the same thing in our Mishnah as he would be saying regarding Truma, that like a tchila you shouldn't, but the Yevid you are Yaitzeh. And Teda, Diktoni hakoyri di evident liketchila. It would even be mashma that in our Mishnah it doesn't mean liketchila that you could go ahead and do that if you don't hear it. It's just after the fact. If you said kriyishma because it's hakoyri, it's someone that recites the Shema and he doesn't hear it, so then it's yotzer. But that's only by the evident. But liketchila not. So therefore, maybe he's the tana of that Mishnah regarding truma that liketchila you should not, but by the evident you are yotzer. So the Gemara says no. Amri hai diktoni hakoyri. Don't learn from the words hakoyri in our Mishnah that Rabbi Huda is only saying it after the fact, and then you're yaitzeh, but he would agree that it's not. No, the words hakoyri in our Mishnah is lodiyacha koyched Rabbi Yosi. The amad di eved namalai. It's coming to tell you a chiddush regarding the shita of Rabbi Yosi. That even by the eved you're not. In other words, even if you were hakoyri, which is the eved, still Rabbi Yosi would say that you're not yaitzeh. But Rabbi Huda, as we assumed in the beginning, and that's why we didn't say he's the Tana of the Mishnah regarding the Cheresh of Truma, that he would agree that even Liketchila you're Yaitza. So that's where the Gemara is right now. The Gemara thinks that the Tana of that Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi, and that therefore only by Deraisa he holds that you're not Yaitza, but by Drabana, by Truma, you would be Yaitza, and Rabbi Huda would hold even Liketchila, and therefore he cannot be that Tana of the Mishnah by Cheresh, because there it says Liketchila you shouldn't. And this that it says now Mishnah, a Lashon of B'di'evad of Akari is only saying a Chiddush in Reb Yaisi that even then he holds after the fact you're not Yaitze. So now the Gemara goes ahead and tries to understand this. B'mayo Kimta, K'Reb Yaisi. Now let's get this clear. You're saying that the town of that Mishnah is Reb Yaisi, and that is again, as we said, the Dafka by Drabanon, for example, like Birchas Chuma, there he's Mekel B'di'evad. But Reb Yehuda, you're saying, would hold that even by Daraisa, even like a Tchila, like in our Mishnah, he would hold that you don't have to hear it. So then the Gemara asks, if that's how you're establishing their understandings, but we have learned in the Braisa that says, a person should not make Berch Samazan in his heart. What it means is that he won't be hearing it. It doesn't mean you have to pronounce the words, but it just would be, so to speak, in his heart that he doesn't hear it. It says a person should not say Berch Samazan that way, but if he did say it, that he didn't hear it, so then he's Yaitzah. And the Gemara says, Mani, who is the Tana of this Braisa? Lo Rabbi Yosi, lo Rabbi Yehuda. It can't be either one, as the Gemara says. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amar leketchila nami yotze. You just told me that in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda for our Mishnah, they don't even leketchila yotze by deraisa, said you don't have to hear it. So why would it say by Birch Samazin that leketchila should hear it? And I Rabbi Yosi, the Evan Namalei, and if it's Rabbi Yosi, he holds even after the fact that you're not yotze, as we said before, because Birch Samazin is deraisa, as it says in the pasuk v'chaltav azavat avrachta. And only by Birchas, for example, by Truma, which is Rabbanan, there Yosi said that after the fact you're Yaitze. But by Dairai, so he holds even after the fact that you're not going to be Yaitze. So if it's as we just explained the Machlekes of Yisbi Huda, we have no one to know who's the town of the Braisa that says that like a Tchila you shouldn't, but by the Yavid you're Yaitze, even by Dairai. So the Gemara says, obviously not the way we explain. So the Gemara says, no. Elamai Rabbi Yehuda. We have to say that all these different Shitas that we mentioned, Udi Evidin Liketchila Loi, that's going according to Behuda, that he holds only after the fact if you don't hear it, Yaitza, but Liketchila not. And that is, and when he says in the Mishnah regarding Kriyishma, it was only Hakori, which is after the fact, but Liketchila, you should have to hear it. And this regarding the Mishnah of Truma, and this of the Braisa regarding Birch Samazin, they're all Rabbi Yehuda that says that Liketchila you shouldn't, but by the Evid you are Yaitza. So the Gemara says, if that's how you're resolving it, so they're going like Rabbi Yehuda, and he only holds that it's only after the fact, and Rabbi Yosi holds even after the fact, not. Say, Elohadutan Rabbi Yehuda b'rei dibshem mepazi. We learned a different Tanoic statement. That cheresh hamadaber ve'inu shemea, that a cheresh that speaks but he doesn't hear, he's toim leketchila mani, that you could even do leketchila, who is that? Lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Yosi, as the Gemara explains. Ir Rabbi Yehuda. If it's Rabbi Huda, you just said now that he only agrees that after the fact, if you didn't hear Yaitza, but Liketchila not. And here we're saying in the Braisa that even Liketchila, the Cheresh that doesn't hear, could do the Truma. And Rabbi Yosi, and if it's Rabbi Yosi, for sure not. He says even after the fact, you're not Yaitza. Who's this that's saying that even Liketchila you could, if you just established Rabbi Huda that's saying that he's the one that says you don't have to hear, is only after the fact? So the Gemara says, Ela Oilam, Rabbi Huda, Liketchila Nam. Rather, it's like we said originally in our assumption. That Rabbi Yehuda says, even Liketchila, you don't have to hear it. So then we're back to the original question. So who's the one that says that, for example, by Birch Samazin, that only B'di'evad you Yaitze and Liketchila not? And it's not difficult. This is his statement, and that is his Rebbe statement. In other words, the Rebbe was the one that said that Liketchila not. And Rashi gives the following understanding. That is a statement that we had from Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, that said even like a tchila, a cheresh could do it. That in truth is Rabbi Yehuda. As we had the assumption of our Mishnah that he holds you never have to, even like a tchila, have to hear it. The Mishnah of Truma that said that only that like a tchila you shouldn't, and by the Eved you are your tchila, that's Rabbi Yisi, as we explained earlier in the Gemara, that he agrees that by brachas, which are Rabbanan, that the Eved, after the fact, you are your tchila, although regarding Kriya Shema, which is the Raisa, there he holds even the Eved not. And this of Birchas HaMazon, that we said that only b'di'evid, by Deraisa, that was Rabbi Huda in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that he holds that tzarech sheshmi lozen, you have to hear it. And whenever it says the word tzarech in halacha, it's mashma l'ketchila, but after the fact, b'di'evid, it is good, as the Gemara brings the tnan, as we learn in the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda oimim b'shem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, hakoyer shema tzarech sheshmi lozen, whoever says the shema, the word tzarech, he has to hear it, which would mean like a tchila, but the eved you are. It's a shenema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lakin, Hashem Lachad, that a person has to hear it. And therefore, that's going like his Rebbe. So we have all three different shitas, one being that even like a tchila, you're yoytze without hearing, that's Rabbi Huda, that's what we had regarding Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. This that it said by Truma was Rabbi Yossi that holds that after the fact, even you're not yoytze by deraisa, but by derabanan, and he agrees that after the fact you are yoytze. And this by deraisa, that like a tchila not. And by their and the Eved, yes, that was Rabbi Huda's Rabbi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that says that you have to hear it, but that means that like the Eved, you are Yoitza. However, the other Tana in that Mishnah that we just brought down from Elazar ben Azariah, Amalei Rabbi Meir, may have told Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Harehu Omer, it says, Asher Noichim Mitzav Chayim Alav Avecha, that you should say these words that I command you today on your heart, which is Acha Kavanas Alev, Hein Hein Hadvarim, that the main idea, the main ingredient is that the person just has to have the Kavanas Alev, and that is even like a Tchili, you don't have to hear it. That's what it means when it's Dvarim Shebelev, that it wasn't heard. So, again, to sum it up, we have three sheets. We have Rabbi Yossi that holds by Dairaisa, even by the Eved not. We have Rabbi Huda that holds by Dairaisa, even like a Tchila, yes. And we have Rabbi Huda's Rabbi, Elazar ben Azariah, that says by the Eved, yes, but like a Tchila not. As it says, that Tzarech Sheyesh Milaznei, that like a Tchila, you do have to hear it. So now the Gemara says, the Hashtu, the Asad Lahachi, now that you came to this, that you told us the Machlokes of Elazar ben Azariah, his Rabbi, with Rabbi Meir, so then Afilatem Rabbi Huda Karabis, really. You could say that Rabbi Huda, that he said by Kriya Shema that your Yaitza, it means Bidi Eved, yes, and like a Tchila not. And this that it says by Birchas HaMazon and by Truma, that's Rabbi Yehuda, as we said, that it's only like a Tchila, that only that like a Tchila you cannot, and Bidi Eved, yes. And this that we had the question of Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, that he said even like a Tchila, a Cheresh could do Truma, that's Rabbi Meir that we just mentioned in this Mishnah that holds that it's Kashi even like a Tchila. As the Gemara says, Vilei Kasha, Har Rabbi Meir, Har Rabbi Yehuda, that the one who says that like a tchila, that's that you even by deraisa, that's Remeya, as he said, that alav avecha, you don't have to hear it. And this that it said, but the Eved, yes, like a tchila noy, that's Rabbi Huda and his Rebbe, Elazar ben Azariah. So therefore, again, to sum up now, as the Gemara said it in the final version, that Rabbi Yossi holds that even by the Eved not, Rabbi Huda and his Rebbe, Elazar ben Azariah, hold that like a tchila not, but by the Eved, yes, you would be yaitza. And Remeya holds that even like a tchila, you could be yaitza, you could be even be term like a tchila, even if you're a cheresh and not medaber, because even by deraisa, you don't have to hear what is being said. Now the Gemara continues on a similar discussion with the same type of discussion that was mentioned till now, related to a different topic. So now, we learned there in the following Mishnah. Hakol kashem likras is a Megillah. Chutz mecheresh hayde b'kan. Everyone is kosher, everyone is fit to say the Megillah. Besides a cheresh, which is someone that's deaf, a shaita, someone that's an imbecile, and a katan and a minor. However, Yehuda machshav katan, Yehuda holds that a katan is kosher to recite the Megillah. So now the Gemara asks, man tana cheresh d'yeved namalei? Who is the tana that says that a cheresh, even by the eved, that he cannot say krishman? How do we know that it's even by the eved? Because we're saying it's similar to a shaita, that a shaita, even by the eved, is not yaitza. So who's the one that says that a cheresh, even by the eved, cannot recite the Megillah? And if he does, no one is yaitza. So Amar Rav Masna, Rabbi Yossi, Rav Masna says, Rabbi Yossi, as we said in our Mishnah, it's Nan, HaKarish Shemav Leishmi La'azna Yatzid, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you are Yatzid, if you didn't hear it. Rabbi Yossi Emelay Yatzid, Rabbi Yossi holds that you're not Yatzid, and that is even by the Yevet. So he's the one that says, by Cheresh, who doesn't hear, is not Yatzid, because he cannot hear. So now the Gemara asks, Mimayd Rabbi Yossi, he Udi Yevet Namalay, how do you know that when it says, Chutz Mi Cheresh, that it's saying even after the fact, and that's Rabbi Yossi, as we learned in our Mishnah, that holds it possible, even by the Yevet. Now we continue on to Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Dilma Reb Yehudahi. Maybe it's Reb Yehuda, And maybe it's really Rabbi Yehuda. And it's saying that Chutz Mecheresh means that L'Kadchila you can't. But the Eved, a Cheresh that's Reisais Megillah would be, as Rashi explains, that you could say that even Yehuda agrees, because we don't know for sure that he argues on Kriyashma only by the Eved, as it says in the Mishnah Kore, as Shema, that after the fact that some recited, then he's going to be Yotze. So maybe really the Tana of Cheresh, that he's not Yotze Megillah, is Rabbi Yehuda, and he's saying only the Ketchilia not, but the Eved you would be. So the Gemara says, Lo Yisal Kedaitach. You cannot say that the Cheresh of that saying that he's not Yotze Megillah is only Ketchilia, but the Eved he would be. The Ketani Cheresh, to me the Shait V'Katan, because it says it together in the grouping of Shait and Katan, and that is Ma Shait V'Katan, the Eved Namiloi. Of Cheresh, the Eved Namiloi, just like we know the Halacha is by a Shait and a Katan, even after the fact is not Yotze. So too, the Cheresh is even after the fact, and therefore has to be like Rabbi Yotze, that even after the fact, it's not Yotze. The Gemara asks, maybe it's not true. Maybe the Chutz Mecheresh is only like a Tchila, and Mecheshayit V'Katan is even the Yevet. So the Gemara says, could you even say, even if you want to say that it would be difference, a differential regarding like a Tchila and the Yevet, but could you establish that Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? We learned the Sefer of that Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir B'Katan, that he says, no, a Katan is Kasher. Mechal D'Reish Alav Rabbi Yehuda. He's not arguing on himself. So obviously the Reish is not Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, no, with that question I could say, V'dimakul Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Utrei gavni katan v'chsur mechsur, and really there's two divisions, two types of katan of a minor, and there's something missing that words have to be said, v'hochi katani, and this is how it's supposed to be said. And that is, hakol kasher in likrit says Megillah, chutz mechesh of a katan. Everyone's kasher to read the Megillah besides a cheresh of a katan. B'meh devom amur, when did we say that a katan likrit chila not? If he didn't reach the age of chinuch, but if a katan that reached the age of chinuch, then afil liketchila kasher to Rabbi Yehuda. Then even a katan is kasher, even liketchila. That's what Rabbi Yehuda would say. Sher Rabbi Yehuda machshav b'katan, because Rabbi Yehuda is machshav b'katan, and that is how the correct version would be saying. So the idea of the Mishnah would be saying that a katan that liketchila cannot is by a katan that didn't reach the age of chinuch. But if he reached the age of chinuch, even the Ketchila, he would be able to say it. And Rashi Shita, he says, what's a gil chinuch of mitzvahs? Rashi is around 9 or 10, as he brings from the Gemara and Yuma, but it's a big machloikis in the Rishonim and the Paiskim, and many say that it's when he's able to do that mitzvah. But either way, we're saying that it's not a contradiction to say that the whole thing is Rabbi Yehuda, and it's supposed to be added on words that he's saying that when I said that cotton is not good, it's only cotton that's not Gila Chinuch, and he cannot be Yotze the Megillah. But if it's someone that's a Gila Chinuch, then even look at Chol, he could be Machshir, he could say the Megillah for everyone. So now the Gemara asks, but Maya Kimta, so how are you establishing this Mishnah that was in Masechtas Megillah? Rabbi Yehuda. You're saying it's like Rabbi Yehuda. And the evidence, and look at the chilah, and you're telling us that when did Rabbi Yehuda say that Kriyashma Yoyitza? It was only after the fact and not like a chilah. And therefore, we're saying over here regarding the Cheresh that he agrees that like a chilah he shouldn't say it, because although he says that if you don't hear it, it's only after the fact, and that's why Cheresh like a chilah shouldn't, but after the fact you would be. And there wasn't a contradiction with cotton because there were two types of cotton. But we have a statement from Shimon ben Pazi that says from a Tana that even if you don't hear, you could be term like a Tchila Mani. Who is that Tana? And that is Rabbi Yehuda. If it's Rabbi Yehuda v'am Mishnah that says you don't have to hear, that's only Diyavid in like a Tchila. But he holds you're saying now that like a Tchila you can't, as you're saying from Cheresh. And therefore, he wouldn't say that you could be turned like a chila. And Rabbi Yosi, the Eved Namali, and Rabbi Yosi, even the Eved you can't. So he's definitely not that Tana. So the Gemara concedes and says, Elamai, so what do you have to say? Rabbi Yehuda, who is the Tana that Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi is quoting? That's like Rabbi Yehuda. And he holds, even like a chila, a person could say Kriyashma or Mitzvah Deraisa, even if he doesn't hear it. And so therefore, in our Mishnah that said Hakoyre, which is Mashma that only be the Yevid, that's only to tell you, as the Gemara said previously, to tell you Lohidiyacha Koyach Rabbi Yosi, that Rabbi Yosi holds even after the fact, you're not Yotze if you didn't hear it. But really Rabbi Yehuda himself would hold that even like a Tchila Yotze Kriyashma. And therefore, obviously, the Mishnah Megillah that we brought down is going like Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara asks, Even Berach Yatzah, but this we learned in the Braisa. A person should not say Berach Yatzah in his heart, in other words, that he doesn't hear it. But if he does say it, even without hearing it, he's Yatzah Mani. So who's that? And that is Ir Behuda Hamafilikatchilanami. You just said that he holds even like a Tchili Yatzah. So why does it say that you shouldn't say Krishma if you don't hear it, Berach Yatzah if you don't hear it? And if it's going like a B'yasi, he holds in B'di'evid, not Yaitzah. So who's this that holds somewhere in between? That like a Tchila not, and B'di'evid, yes. You said Rabbi Yehuda holds even like a Tchila, yes. And B'yasi holds even B'di'evid, not. So the Gemara says, L'oilam Rabbi Yehudi. You have to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds a Tchila like a Nami. That the Tana that Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi brought down that you could be termed like a Tchila is Rabbi Yehuda. So who's the one that says, for example, by Birch Samazan, that's somewhere in between? Well, like Kasha, Hadi Dei, Hadi Rabbi. That of his Rebbe is the one that holds that, for example, by Berach Samazan, that only by the Evid Yoytzah, but like Tchila not, the Tanya, as we learn in the Braisa, Om Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Hakari Shema Tzorach Sheshmi L'Aznai, as we said on Omer Aleph, that the word Tzorach is Mashma Loshon of like Tchila, that you have to hear it, Shenema Shema Yisrael, however, after the fact you didn't, then you are Yoytzah. So that resolves all the different Tanoig sheets. And then in that same Brice, it says, Amalei Reb Meir, Meir says to Reb Elazar ben Azariah, you're saying, you look at Tchila, you have to hear it. Harei Oim Asher Neichem Tzav Chayim Ad Levavecha, that Acha Kavana Salev Hein Hein Advarim, that you only have to have intent, but you don't have to hear it. And therefore, he argues and says, you never have to hear it, even like a Tchila. So the Gemara says, Hashda Os L'Hochi, now that you came to that you quoted the sheet of Reb Meir, Afilatim Rabbi Yehuda Karabi Sfirla. You could hold that Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rebbe, that it's only the ever that you yaitz if you don't hear it. And that now Mishnah Hakari is Dafka, and it's only after the fact. And like a Tchila, you have to hear it. And there that we have, for example, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi holds even like a Tchila yaitz. Who is that? That's Reb Meir, as the similar discussion we had on the Amud Aleph regarding all the different Tanoig sheets. Now the Gemara sums it up. Amar Reb Chizda Amar Rav Shila. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Sh'amam Rishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of his rabbi that you have to hear it, and v'halacha Rabbi Yehuda, and the halacha is also like Rabbi Yehuda that holds that Krishma that you didn't hear you are yoytzah as it says in our Mishnah. So the Gemara says b'tricha, we needed to say both halachic statements, and that is the yashmin halacha Rabbi Yehuda. If he would have said halacha like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah that holds if you don't hear the Krishma you yoytzah, have a mina for l'ketchila, I would thought even l'ketchila. And this that it says in the Mishnah, Losha B'di'evit is telling you that even Rabbi Yossi, that holds not Yotze even after the fact, but Rabbi Yehuda himself would hold even like a Tchili Yotze if you don't hear it. Kamash Malon, Halacha Kabbi Huda, Sh'amam Mershim Rebbelez Mazari, that's why I have to say the other Halacha, like his Rabbi, that is that he says that Tzorach Shesh Milazne, that like a Tchili, you would have to hear it. V'yashmin Halacha Kabbi Huda, Sh'amam Mershim Rebbelez Mazari, and if he would have said the only other Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of his Rabbi, that you have to hear it, Havamina Tzorach V'ein Loi Takon, I would have thought that it means that you have to hear it and that there's no rectification, that meaning even after the fact, you're not Yotzev, you didn't hear it. Kamash Malon, Halacha Kabbi Huda, that's what we have to tell you, the other halacha, that halacha is like Kabbi Huda, that it's only like a tchila that you're not Yotzev, but by the Eved, you are Yotzev if you didn't hear it. So the Gemara now qualifies this and says that this whole discussion that we mentioned up until now, Amr Rav Yosef, Machlekes B'Kriyishma, the whole Machlekes was, if you have to hear it, you don't have to hear it, like a tchila, but the Eved, it was only regarding Kriyishma. Av b'shar mitzvahs divrei hakol lo yotze, but regarding other mitzvahs, for example, all the other brachas, everyone agrees you're not yotze if you don't hear the words. The chsiv, as it says in the pasuk, haskis u'shma Yisrael, pay attention and listen, klal Yisrael, that you have to hear the things that you're saying, and therefore you're not yotze according to everybody by all the other things. The Gemara asks, meisvei, we brought before, lo yivarech adam birchas hamazon b'liboy. We said that a person should not say birchas hamazon in his heart. V'im beirech yotze, but if you did, that means that you didn't hear it, you are yotze, and that's not kriya shema, and still we find a Tana that says that you are yotze. So the Gemara says no. So we have to say a different version. Eliyit ma'ar hachim. What was said was the following statement. Amar Rav Yosef, machlikis b'kriya shema, dechsiv shema Yisrael. The whole machlikis only started that you would have to hear it, was only by kriya shema, because it says shema Yisrael that you have to hear. Of b'shar mitzvahs divrei hakol yotze, but by other mitzvahs, everyone agrees that you would be yotze. It doesn't say anywhere that you have to hear the words you're saying. I, the Gemara, ask, you brought a pasuk before, v'ksiv haskes v'shma Yisrael, pay attention and listen. It would seem that you have to hear. The Gemara says, hahu b'divrei Torah, k'siv, that pasuk of haskes and shema is going on the words of Torah, as the Gemara and Daf Samach Gimel says, that haskes comes from the word kisses to atzmachim, divrei Torah, you should grind yourselves on the words of Torah. In other words, how much effort you should put into Torah, but it doesn't mean anything regarding other brachas. And therefore, by other mitzvahs besides Krishma, everyone would agree that you don't have to hear and you're going to be Yaitza. Now, we mentioned in our Mishnah a machlokes regarding karav ledikdik beis yisrael. If you pronounced the words of Kriyishma, but you did not enunciate it properly, that you were megamgim, you so to speak tripped over your words, so then there was a machlekes. And similarly, there was a machlekes in the Mishnah regarding if you have to hear the words you're saying, as we just mentioned in the whole previous discussions in our Gemara. So what's the halacha? The Gemara says, Amrib Tavi, Amrib Yeshia, halacha kidevishneim lahakal. The halacha is like both of them. In other words, like a Yehuda, that you don't have to hear it, and like a Yehuda, that you don't have to pronounce it properly. In other words, if you didn't do either one, then you are Yoitza. Now another statement from the same Amoyer of Amrib Tavi, Amrib Yeshia. My dechsiv, what does it mean that it says in the pasuk, Shalosh heina lois is bound? There are three things that won't be satisfied. Sh'oil, v'oitzerachim, the grave, a narrow part of the womb. So the Gemara asks, in sha'ol itzel rechem, what does the grave have to do with a woman's womb? So he says the following drasha, Eila loy melucha, ma rechem machnes umaitzi, af sha'ol machnes umaitzi, just like the womb takes in, in other words, it takes in the zera, the seed from the husband, and its maitzi, it brings out a child. So too, the grave, it takes in dead people, but it takes out people. And the Gemara says, and it's not only that the grave will also send forth the people that were buried in it, but it's a kavo chaimer. If by the womb, that what's brought in silence, which is during Tashmish, it brings forth with great noise, right? It has the child is screaming and crying when the child comes out. Sha'ol, then the grave. Shemachnisim bay b'koyle koyles, where when it's brought into the ground, it goes in with great loud noise because everyone's crying and everyone's saying hespedim. Einoy din shemitzin mimena b'koyle koyles. Isn't it for sure, kavachayma, that when it's going to come forth, it's going to be a great noise, it's going to be a great uproar? And that is the Gemara says, Mikan tshuva lo'emim in tchias ha'mesim in ha'tayr. From this pasuk, we have a response to those who say that there is no Tchias HaMesim, a source of it in the Torah, that there's going to be a resuscitation of the dead. From here we see that it is, we compare the womb to the grave, and that is just like the womb brings in and sends forth, so to the grave takes in, but it will ultimately, Mirtz Shem, speedily in our days, bring forth the dead. Now the Gemara continues with a different element of the Parashas of Shema, specifically regarding writing the Parashas of Shema. And that is, Tani Rebbe Oishia Kamei Rabba, says in the Pasuk, Uchsavtem, that you should write the parashas of the Shema, and that is hakol b'chsav afilat tzavois, that everything should be written. And that's learned from the word uchsav tam. It's broken down into the word uchsav tam, that it should be written complete. It should be everything in there, even the commandments. In other words, even the things that it says, ukshartam, uchsavtam, it's telling you all the different things, even those commandments should be written in the parasha of the tefillin and the mezuzahs, and not only the ideas of emunah, but even the things that it's a commandment. So the Gemara says, Amalai Damalachman. They say, told him, who is this that's saying that you need a pasuk to be marba, the commandments for the writing? In other words, you would have thought, like you're coming to exclude and saying that it's saying, Uchsavtam, that you have to write everything, even the commandments. So it sounds like you're coming from someone that says that sometimes, generally, you don't have to write the commandments and only the main content that's written in the parashas. So it says, Rabbi Huda, it's Rabbi Huda that the Gemara is going to tell us that he says by the parasha of Saita, which there it's not written uchsavtim, and it only says v'chosav, and there he says that you only have to write the curses that's going to come on her if she doesn't admit the guilt that she's done, but the commandments don't have to. For example, the words v'hishpia oisa ha'koyin and v'omar ha'koyin, that Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't have to write. Only, let's say, for example, the words of the psukim of yitn Hashem oischa la'olu l'shvu, only the things which are the things that are going to happen to her, but the actual commandments in that parashas don't have to be written, as the Gemara says. Damar gabay soita, he says by the parashas of Saita, always kaisiv, tzavois, and a kaisiv. You only have to write the curses, but not the commandments of the technical things of what a person has to do. And there it's written that you should write the following curses. It only says the word b'chasav. A complete writing, that even the commandments also have to be written. That's why he was saying this drasha based on Rabbi Huda, who would say that generally you don't have to write the commandments. So the Gemara asks, "Atu time of Rabbi Yehuda meshum d'chsev v'chasav? Do you think the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that you don't have to write the commandments, the tzavois, and only the curses, because it says only v'chasav and not v'chsav tam? Time of Rabbi Yehuda meshum d'chsev alois. The reason why is because he says it says in the pasuk that the curses should be written alois in tzavois loy, that only the curses, that's mashma amiyit, but not that it. But if it wouldn't say amiyit of Allah is to exclude the, only the curses and not the commandments, he would have learned even from the word v'chasav that you would have to write everything because there's no mi'at. So why do I need a drasha that you're telling me from v'chasav tam to tell me that you need to write even the commandments? Even Rabbi Yehuda himself would agree from the word v'chasav it would include everything. It's only there that has a mi'at of Allah sin tzavo aslai. Sigmar says, itzrach. No, I need to have the riba v'chasav tam. Why? Why would I think that you shouldn't have to write the commandments? And Salkatay Tachamin, I would have thought Nelev Chsiv Chsiv Mahasim. I would learn out a hekesh of a chasav. They both say writing that Mahasim always in Savois Loi. Although there it's from a miut, but ultimately the halacha over there is you only write the curses, not the commandments. Afachi Namit Savois Loi Heros. I would think you don't write the commandments because we learn out a chasav. That's why we need a special riboy that says Chsav Tam, a complete writing that even the commandments. Now the Gemara continues with the idea of about being medactic in the Oisius, as we mentioned in our Mishnah, about being specific. You have to properly pronounce it, although like the Yev, we said Yoytze, if you're not medactic in your Oisius, but like a Tchili, you have to properly enunciate the words. So the Gemara says, Tanei Rav Uvdi Kamedei Rava, Ulamadetem, it says. And the word Ulamadetem can be broken down similarly to Uchsavtem, Uvalamadtam. That sheyehe lemut chatam, that your learning should be complete, which is sheet nirevach ben hadveikim, that you should give a space between the words that are attached, and that is there are certain words that attach. If you don't separate them, the second letter, the second word, starts with the same letter that the first word ended, and when he says it together, it doesn't give a space. It's almost like saying one long word, as the Gemara explains. Only Rava Basre, so Rava responded after him, Kagain, for example, Al Levavecha. If you say it quickly, Al Levavecha, it sounds like one word and it sounds like you only said one lamed and not two. Similarly, Al Levavchem, Bechol Levavcha, Bechol Levavchem, Esev Besadcha, Vavadtem Mehera, Hakanaf Psil, Eschem Me'eretz. All these words are words where a person has to be careful when he says Krishma to stop and properly pronounce one word and the other, and not put them together. Similarly, Taisus brings from the Rif. The Rif adds on a whole different list. V'chara af, because if you don't give a space between v'chara af, it sounds like v'charaf, which is a totally different word than v'chara af. Similarly, adds on the words re'isim oisai uzchartem es basisim es, that you have to give a space between a mem at the end of a word and an aleph in the beginning of the word, and because or else it sounds like you're not pronouncing the aleph. Similarly, he says that you have to say the word tizkiru, you have to properly stress on the zayin, that it shouldn't sound like a sin. If you say it quickly, it sounds like tizkiru, that sounds like the reason why we're doing the mitzvahs is laman tizkiru, that we should get a reward, and it's not true, we shouldn't do the mitzvahs amanas lekabel pras, on the condition to get a reward. So now the Gemara continues on this theme and says that Amr b'chama b'rebchanina, that kolakur krishma, umedaktik vayis yisei, whoever properly pronounces the words, he's meticulous to enunciate it, mitzaninim lo gehenim, they cool off gehenim for him. Shenem, as it says in the Pasuk, beforeis shakai melochim, when Hashem scatters the kings, ba tashlik b'tzalman, that with it will be whitened the shadows of darkness. So the Gemara darshins as follows, al tikri beforeis, don't pronounce it when it scatters, Ela beforesh, that's someone that's clear. And al tikri b'tzalman, el b'tzalmavis, rather in the shadow of death, which refers to Gehenim. So the way it's being said is that if you're going to properly pronounce shakai, that is, you're going to be separating between the words when you're makabel malchus shemayim, so that is melochim ba tashlik b'tzalman, that is the Torah, which is the pasuk says about Torah, asher ba melochim yimloichu, so that melochim is a reference to Torah, Tashleg v'tzanin l'cha eselmavet, that will go ahead and cool off for you the shadow of death. And that's if someone is careful and meticulous to properly enunciate the words. The Gemara continues with another statement from the same Amora. V'amar Reb Chama Reb Chanina, lama nismachu, why was it put close? We continue to Tesayin Amad Aleph. Aholim l'necholim, why were tents put close to brooks? As it says in the Pasuk, Dechsev, k'necholim n'toyu, stretching out like brooks, k'ginos ali nohar, like gardens on the river, Kaholam nata v'gomer, like tents that are pitched. So we see that tents are compared to rivers, to brooks. What is the comparison? Leimelcha manacholam mal nesa adam mitum l'tahara, just like brooks, rivers. It elevates a person from tumah to tahara when a person tovels himself, he immerses himself in the mikvah. Afaholam, so too tents, which refer to the tents of Torah, to the bottom midrashas, mal nesa adam mikav chayv l'kav schus, it elevates a person from the scale of demerits to the scale of schus of merits. And that's why it compares tense to brooks, to say that it's a mal in the person from the negative to the positive.